بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. What chapter are we going to do today? Huh? We finished zakah, so we move on to siyam, right? Siyam. Linguistically, the word sama means to abstain from. To abstain from. Okay? Linguistically. From a sharia perspective, sawm means to abstain from factors that break your sawm, which are called in Arabic al-mufattirat. Or al-muftirat, excuse me. Al-muftirat, okay? To abstain from these factors from dawn until sunset. And we're going to discuss the muftirat in the next section, inshallah. Okay, so what is the linguistic meaning of the word sawm? To abstain from, right? To avoid. This is why, for example, Maryam says in the Quran that I have inni nazartu lirahmani sawman. I have vowed to fast. A fast of Allah that I'm not gonna speak. In other words, she's gonna stop from speaking, abstain from speaking for a day and a night. Okay? And from a Sharia perspective, Imran, what is the definition of sawm? What you didn't say? from the al-muftirat, the factors that break your fast, okay? From dawn until sunset. Okay? Now, the fasting of Ramadan is obligatory upon every Muslim who is of age. Number one, he has to be a Muslim. Number two, of age, baligh, right? Number three, sane. Number four, he is capable of fasting. Okay? Every single Muslim who is of age and sane and capable of fasting, then it is obligatory upon him to fast the month of Ramadan. As for the child, then he should be commanded to fast when he is capable of doing so. Okay, and many scholars say at the age of 7, when they are commanded to pray, till the age of 10, they should be forced to fast, but in a sense forced to, but not made a big deal. And after 10, physically force them to fast until they reach the age of puberty so that they ingrain in them the aspect of fasting, okay? And many people, by the way, they feel that, a 6-7-year-old is too young to fast, okay? Now, alhamdulillah, my parents made me start fasting when I was 6 years old, you know? And when I was 7, since this day, I haven't missed a day of Ramadan, 7 years old, so 7 years of age, you know? So I'm just telling you personally, I know I fasted more than half the month when I was 6. And when I was 7, I fasted the full month, I think maybe 28 or 29 days, you know. So the thing is, I'm not saying this stuff for Allah to praise myself. I'm saying, no, this is not true. I went through it. I was 6-7 years old and I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, you know, you like it and people shower presents on you. And you know, you have a fun time as a kid. Don't have this type of false love that you think that your child's too young to pray Fajr or too young to fast. No. The Sahaba, they would make their children fast. They were so young, they would cry out of hunger. They would give them toys to play with. So they're beyond 7-8 now. I mean, they're below 7-8. There must be like 4 or 5 where you have to give them a toy that they're going to play with. That's going to distract them from their hunger. This is a Sahih Bukhari. The Sahaba would make their children fast when they were so young that they would cry. So they would give them toys to play with to make their mind go elsewhere and not to cry about that. Okay? Now, how do we start the month of Ramadan? When does the month of Ramadan start? There are three ways by which we know the ending of the month of Ramadan. One of three ways. The first way is that we complete Sha'ban for 30 days. Sha'ban is the month before Ramadan. Everyone knows the months of the Muslim calendar or no? Who does not know the months of the Muslim calendar? A lot of people, okay. So you should write this down as a footnote then, because this is important, okay? What's the first month of the Muslim calendar? Muharram. Second month? Safar. Second month, Safar. Muharram, Safar. Third month, Rajab. Okay? Fourth month. No, Sha'ban, you're going wrong. Muharram, Safar, Rajab. Jama'ad al-Awwal, Jama'ad al-Thani. Right? And? No, I'm forgetting something. SubhanAllah. Huh? Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Thani. That's the one, yeah. Muharram. Safar. Third. Come on, guys. Musharaka. Get some. No, third. Third month. Rajab. Fourth month. Hafiz Saab. Rabi' al-Awwal. Fourth month. Rabi' al-Awwal. Okay? second or fifth month is Rabi' al-Thani or Rabi' al-Akhir, both are out. The first Rabi' the second Rabi'. 6 month, Jamad al-Awwal, the first Jamad. 7th month, Jamad al-Thani, the second Jamad, okay? 8th month, which is the month before Ramadan, Rajab. What are you getting from it? Huh? Shawwal is the month before Ramadan. Sha'ban. Guys, come on, this is sad, man. Sha'ban is the month before Ramadan. Okay? Sha'ban is the month before Ramadan. The 9th month is, everyone's got to know the 9th month. Ramzan, yes, Ramzan. Okay? Make sure you write with the za, huh? It's Ramadan. Same thing, huh? Ramadan, okay? 10th month is Shawwal. 11th month, Dhul-Qa'dah. 12th is, huh? Dhul-Hajjah, okay? Dhul-Hijjah. So these are 12 months. Who can repeat them? Yusuf, repeat them. Huh? Oh, you didn't come. Okay. Huh? Well, you know them. One more time. What are the 12 months, Yafi? Yes, you. You didn't write them down? Okay, I'll repeat them. The first month is Muharram. Second month, Safar. Third, Rajab. Fourth, Rabi'ul Awwal. Fifth, Rabi'ul Thani. 6 months, Jamadul Awwal. Jamadul Awwal. 7th month, Jamadul Thani.